We got Matt Beppe. I apologize, Matt, if I didn't pronounce your name right. And he's with the Iowa Cattlemen's Association. We have a child law issue over in Iowa that they're dealing with. And Matt, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Sure. Really appreciate the opportunity to speak out and take any questions you have on the current rulemaking status and the child labor laws.
So are you in favor of sweatshops?
Yeah, that's
definitely. Definitely not.
That's what they're trying to, I think, marry this up with. And because when you say child labor, it always has a negative connotation. But I can tell you from experience, growing up with family and farms and ranches, I got a lot of my work ethic, which is good, I think. Mm-hmm. I should say, from working on the farm, long hours. At the ages of, I think, probably as early as 8, 9, 10 years old, and sure. It really was developmental for me, and that's what they're trying to stop. It seems.
Yeah, and that's you talk about the culture that we have in agriculture across the country, and these same rulemaking processes is affecting folks in Nebraska, Iowa, across the country, and certainly kind of has that opportunity to take away that cultural mindset that we in agriculture like to have with. Having those experiential opportunities to mentor youth on the farm and get them involved in agriculture, and if nothing else, give them a sense of where the food comes from, and get them to establish those really good work ethics, like you talk.
What's the cutoff? What are they saying? You have to be, what is it, 16, 15, whatever? And what's that magical age?
Right, 16 years old and older, I believe. If you look at the way the law is written, the Secretary of Labor is authorized to establish regulations for employment of 14 and 15-year-olds in suitable, and I use suitable in quotations, occupations, as long as the work doesn't interfere with health, well-being, and schooling. And that's an exemption that agriculture has had, and we talk about it as the parental exemption for a long time now. And just based on the mindset that in the ag world, we have families and we're a family type business and try to get the business done with everybody involved in the family. And we're also a neighborly type industry where, you know, when I was growing up, I remember going down the road to help a neighbor work some cattle or bale some hay, or even going to a relative's place to do the same thing for them. So that's where it's kind of, you know, the language that's being proposed is a little bit hard to kind of piece through and provide some clarity, but our sense would be that we wouldn't have that opportunity to have youth that already are in agriculture or that want to be in agriculture under the age of 16 be able to, you know, work on a farm.
Here's one of, I know you want to jump in on this, but here's one of the things that I see. You know, I'm familiar with the farming community, and it's tough enough for the new generation to get into farming. In fact, if it's not a family thing, it's almost impossible to get into farming because of the cost and everything. What they're essentially doing is taking that opportunity away from that young person. And I think it's going to have I think it's going to be bad in that we're going to see a lot less of the children going into farming that normally would have.
Yeah, I don't disagree one bit. I would agree with you. And specifically looking at kind of the generational gap right now in our agricultural production sector with the producer age statistic out there, you know, those producers keep getting older and older on average. And so we need some opportunity to help folks that are in a younger age, even in high school, get some opportunity and see that there's some future for them in agriculture in the direction ahead. So, it's a challenging situation, and the Cattlemen's Association, along with others, put in comments on it, and now we're kind of working through the process.
What do you do? Certainly, the accusation has been waged that it may be dangerous to children, and there's certainly evidence that it is a dangerous field. Are children more? Are they as exposed as adults are? And is the safety as dangerous as it is for an adult? I think it's what 30 or 40 people out of 1,000 actually get injured in farming.
Right, and I don't have the statistics in front of me right now, but there's no doubt that safety is paramount when it comes to being, especially on the production end of agriculture. I can tell you from my experience growing up on a farm in eastern Iowa, the first time that I worked with cattle or the first time that I drove the tractor, I remember vivid times during those learning experiences that we really stressed, and my dad talked about safety and what to do if something happened and those types of things.
I remember the first time I drove a tractor and it rolled down a hill, and the first thing I wanted to do was jump off, but fortunately I jumped out the back.
You know, my experience, my first experience on a farm is I peed on an electric fence that was hidden by weeds.
Very bad move.
Yeah, I was injured, but.
All right,
you
Mr. Deppy.
You
were the fence tester.
It was charged.
All right, well, that's Matt Deppy. He's CEO of the Iowa Cattlemen's Association. We very much appreciate you coming on and let us know your thoughts on child labor.
Thank you, and good luck in the future.